News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Well, in the latest chapter of What Are They Doing Now, we look across the water to the seventh Prime Minister in a decade. And if we wanted consistency and stability, well, when he came in, he got rid of all of the people who were loyal to his predecessor. Former Director of Strategic Communications for Keir Starmer, James Lyons, is with us now to talk about Andy Burnham's new cabinet. Morning, James.
Good morning.
He didn't stay loyal to any of the people in high office, did he?
Sorry, you mean Andy Burnham?
Yes, Andy Burnham, not Keir.
Well, he did. I mean, you know, you've seen Ed Miliband, who's remained at the top of government and got a promotion. You've got Shabana Mahmood, who's remained at the Home Office. And of course, you know, John Healey was already in the cabinet and he's become the Chancellor. I think the issue is that, as you say, a lot of those very close to Keir Starmer have departed. We've got Richard Hermer, Jenny Chapman, Darren Jones, Steve Reid, and David Lammy. And if you look at Steve Reid's resignation letter, there is a kind of hint there at the bitterness that could kind of spell trouble ahead. He said that he's unashamedly loyal to Starmer and says, "I hope that those who are not loyal to Keir will show it to you."
When you look at someone like Rachel Rees, I mean, she wasn't expected to survive as Chancellor, but Irish politicians, when they do this kind of thing, they just put them in somewhere inoffensive where they couldn't cause too much trouble. I mean, is there any suggestion that she didn't want to move or that she just got shafted?
Well, I think there are. We were told yesterday that she had turned down another, quote, big job, although there is a dispute about whether or not that was defence. There are also rumours going around that Rachel drew up and presented a list of jobs that she was prepared to do, which I can't imagine would have gone down particularly well. But look, you can't promise the biggest change in 40 years and keep the same Chancellor. So I think it was definitely the writing was on the wall.
When you look at someone like Hilary Benn, who is the Northern Ireland Secretary, obviously he's been now switched out. We have another new Northern Secretary coming in instead. It's a real clean sweep. Is it going to keep the party unified, which is, I suppose, what Keir Starmer had failed to do?
Well, look, the changes are actually on a kind of par with what we saw when Gordon Brown took over from Tony Blair. But I think it is this kind of... it is the exit of the Starmerites and the rewards for those who were kind of seen as plotting against him. Both, you know, Ed Miliband and Shabana Mahmood privately told Starmer that he should stand down. So I think, you know, that has led to accusations of a purge. As I say, that could mean trouble ahead.
We heard in the bulletin there he's getting rid of VAT on electricity. It's very hard to establish yourself in the summer. It's an unusual time to take over. Parliament isn't sitting. I suppose he gets away with less scrutiny to a certain degree. But when are we going to see his mark really being put on government?
Well, I think you've seen that in the first sort of 24 hours or so. I mean, we had a pledge yesterday to end rough sleeping right across the country. I think that will resonate. You know, it's hugely popular inside the Labour Party, but it will resonate beyond because, unfortunately, in the UK, rough sleeping has not just become a kind of scar on the conscience of the country, but a scar on the face of too many communities. We have, you know, tents and goodness knows what, all, you know, in town centres and parks. And now you've seen, as he promised yesterday, you know, action on the cost of living. We're getting rid of VAT on energy bills. So I think he is putting his stamp on government. And I think you're right, actually. It makes it slightly easier if Parliament's not sitting.
Final question in relation to this, James. You know, those of us looking in from the outside at the melodrama, we find it entertaining. As I said at the start, what are they doing now? But will this lead to stability? We had a quote from the Taoiseach yesterday here saying that Andy Burnham was a champion of deeper Ireland-Britain links. Are we going to see that stability now? Could we see a return to the melodrama? He's 3 years left before he has to go to the country.
Well, look, I think anybody who says that there isn't going to be more turbulence ahead is making a very, very bold bet, given what has gone on in this country over the last 10 years or so. But I do think, you know, the Labour Party has only changed its leader twice or got rid of its leader twice in recent modern political history. As it happens, it was the two leaders who actually managed to win general elections, Tony Blair and now Keir Starmer. So I think probably Andy's there till the next election, but that doesn't mean it won't be a bumpy ride.
OK, we'll leave it there for now. Thanks very much, James Lyons, former Director of Strategic Communications for Keir Starmer, on the line from the UK.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.